Most of us must seek out the services of a notary public to affix their stamp onto our important documents after we sign them. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, Arkansas Secretary of State, which holds notary oversight, has approved the use of e-notarization.
A notary public acts as an official and unbiased witness to the identity of an individual who, for example, is giving a written testimony or signing a legal document. Danielle Fosco is a special projects coordinator for the Business and Commercial Services Division for the Arkansas Secretary of State, which regulates the state's notaries.
We have about 60,000 commissioned notaries in Arkansas currently for all sorts of documents, you know, mortgage documents, some school documents. I competed in the Miss Arkansas pageant system, and even my applications for that system, those had to be notarized as well. So there's multiple documents where, you know, verification is key and identity is key on these important documents.
And up until this month, notary transactions were strictly done on paper.
Someone will find a notary. They come to you in person with their hard copy printed documents. They take a simple pen. They sign their name. The notary verifies identity through a driver's license, some other form of photo identification. The notary then signs that document as well with pen and then stamps it with a rubber stamp. It's just very, very simple.
On April 2nd, Arkansas Secretary of State Mark Martin announced that Arkansas would be implementing electronic notarization of documents. E-notarization involves affixing an electronic digital signature and notary seal to notarize digital documents validated with a digital certificate.
It's the secretary's initiative. He's the one who brought this to us about a year ago and said, this is what I want to do. It is the year 2014, and technology has changed. Times have changed. As I mentioned before, verification is key in protecting identities, especially with identity theft on the rise. And e-notary has more protections in place. It uses what's called public key infrastructure, which uses complex mathematical algorithms and hashing. It essentially encrypts documents. So we now have the ability to encrypt documents, further preventing fraud, as well as eliminating paper from the transaction as a whole. You know, many things nowadays are done electronically, submitted electronically, and this takes paper out of the equation completely if the parties so choose.
Fosco says that e-notarization is a varied process.
The client could come to a notary with a hard copy of a document. In that case, the notary would scan the document into a system, probably creating a PDF. It would make the document electronic. The e-notary would then log into a web portal. All this is done through a web portal. They would log in with an identifying name of some sort as well as a password. So they've got their first step for the notary to prove they are who they are by logging into the system, the secure system. The notary would then go in and have to follow, it's kind of a wizard of steps to, you know, verify the identity of the signer. In that case, some of these portals even require the notary to enter specific information about the signer's identification, such as what's the name printed on it, maybe the last four digits of a driver's license. So we've got a step that's further proving that the person's appearing before the notary.
The notary's electronic digital signature would be pre-created or entered by keyboard, Fosco says, and the customer would also enter their signature through a keyboard or signature pad, whichever is available.
And would then go digitally onto that document. The notary would then enter their signature once again, either through a keyboard or through a signature pad, and it would then appear on that document electronically. And the notary's seal of office, which would require all of the same information as the rubber stamp, it would be a digital image that would be dragged and dropped onto that document. And you would then save the document from there. You can either print it off, secure it, or save it in a secure vault type system. You could email the document. But once those signatures are placed on that document and that digital seal is placed on there, those have certain forms of encryption with them, to where if anything is modified after it's signed, even removing a period from the document, doing anything to it, would then flag that document as being tampered with or possibly forged. So you could then submit it electronically. The other step, same steps, say someone brings you a document on a flash drive, you would just upload it into your computer and do those same steps from there. or the client can email the document to the notary. But like with a regular notary, the client still has to appear personally before the notary in their presence.
E-notarization standards were first approved by the National Association of Secretaries of State in 2006, then offered to states for voluntary adoption. The standards require that electronic signature is unique to the notary, capable of independent authentication, retained under the notary's sole control and attached to or logically associated with the electronic document. At least 18 states have adopted e-notarization. Personal appearance before the notary is still required in Arkansas, although Virginia is the first state to authorize remotely witnessed e-notarization utilizing web-based audiovisual technology. And any Arkansas notary public in good standing is eligible to apply to become an e-notary.
You can go to our website, which is sos.arkansas.gov. You would then go to the Business and Commercial Services link and find the electronic notary link. And on there, there is an application. You submit that application to us along with a $20 fee. We'll process it, and you can then sign up for our mandatory training. There is a mandatory training for this because there is so much technology involved and it is so secure. We do have mandatory training and a short exam at the end. Once you've done that, you can then go sign up with a solution provider of your choice. We have two approved solution providers so far. They are Doc Verify and Worldwide Notary, and they have two different types of systems that they use. So it depends on the e-notaries, what they want to use, if they want to use a web portal or go with that signature pad. It's a very simple process, and your e-notary commission lasts throughout your traditional commission.
A notary can charge up to $5 per paper or electronic document. E-notaries will also incur a small surcharge for each electronic transaction or pay a monthly fee to their e-notary vendor.
Our companies up here in Mountain Home, where I'm currently sitting, actually contacted us and said, when this goes live, we will save $800 a month on printing costs alone. So the little bit extra fee that it costs to be an e-notary pays off in the long run when you're saving on those paper and printing costs.
As well as trees. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.